Our Old Testament scripture this morning comes again from the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah says 18, verses 1 through 11, New Living Translation says this. The title of this chapter, or the subtitle, whichever you want to call it, is called The Potter and the Clay. The Lord gave me another message. He's speaking to Jeremiah. He said, go down to the shop where clay pots and jars are made, and I will speak to you while you're there. So I did, as he told me, and found the potter working at his wheel. But the jar he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. So the potter squashed the jar into a lump of clay and started again. Then the Lord gave me this message. O Israel, can I not do to you as this potter has done to his clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. If you announce that a certain nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, but then the nations renounce its evil ways, I will not destroy it as I had planned. If I announce that I will build up and plant a certain nation or a kingdom, making it strong and great, but that nation turns to evil and refuses to obey me, I will not bless that nation as I had said that I would. Therefore, Jeremiah, go and warn all Judah and Jerusalem and say to them, this is what the Lord's saying. I'm planning disaster against you instead of good. So turn from your evil ways, each of you, and do what is right. But they replied, don't waste your breath. We will continue to live as we want to do the following of our evil desires. Well, I went a little further because of that's what we're going on now. We're just, as a world, not necessarily our own country, but as a world, that's what they're doing. They just say, hey, don't waste your time with us, God. We're going to live the way we want. And we're going to follow our own evil desires. I like that with if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, then God will hear from heaven and heal their land. I don't know if we want to, as a society, to continue defying what God has done for us, not only in this country, but in the world. With that, I'd like to ask any joys concerned. Now you know all my pet peeves, but we have to be aware. We have to be aware of our situation. We need to be aware of our surroundings. And you individually and personally, like me, we're all responsible for our own little kingdom. And and we need to do our own research. We need to do our own study of God's Word. Preachers are all well and good, but we can't impart in you anything that that you might want to believe or think, because you've got to do it yourself. Jesus is very clear. He said, test the Spirit and make sure it's of me.